Holby City, starring Harry Dillon as Michael, James Anderson as Oliver, Olga Fedori as Frida, and Edward McLean as Greg. Crossing the Line by Daniela James. Previously.
We need to talk. You need to listen to me.
Then we need to move on. Both of us.
Mr. Douglas has the good sense not to be overweening at this stage in his career. Perhaps you should think about that.
You know, I may not do this job the same way as Joseph Byrne did it, but I will do it at least as well.
You ever think about setting up here? I can swing it with upstairs.
Friends in high places, huh?
Yeah, as long as I get my cut.
Your doctor.
That nobody trusts.
You should have done something.
I did. I was waiting for the notes.
Shut up.
She failed her final exams. Had to retake them. Because I exchanged our papers, I switched her paper for mine.
Michael's preparing to shoot a basketball hoop when Sunil comes up behind him.
50 says you miss.
This is strictly for the love of the game.
Oh, next time I should make it a ton, right?
Not my style.
Everyone has their price, Mikey. You all set?
I'll catch you up.
I'll see you in there. Oh, I've teed up a couple of board members for the cheap seats, already potential members of the fan club.
There's room in there?
Everyone's welcome as long as they pay their subs, right?
Heard that.
Michael shoots the ball at the basket again, and this time it drops through the hoop.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's the point? Seriously, what's the point? I don't even feel like I'm doing any good anymore.
I promise you, I will make it up to you.
Well, you can start by telling the truth.
Whoa, you lunatic!
Sorry.
Michael gets into a lift with Jack.
Oh, nothing like the smell of rancid testosterone first thing in the morning.
Keep hitting on me, I'm gonna have to report you.
Calling the fantasy police. Maybe if you were the last man on Earth.
You don't mean that.
By the way, I've had to bump your plastics case. Urgent cabbage came in last night. You were the only elective.
You're kidding me.
No, I never joke about emergency cardiac surgery. It's just one of my many quirks. Thought you'd be pleased.
Ah, and there I was feeling lonely and unloved.
4 Van Flon t-shirt, 2 blocked catheters, and phlebotomist cannot take blood because Mrs. Hughes does not like face or something. Plus, there's only one of me where once there used to be 3.
Okay, book me an echo. My heart is bleeding. Just tell me about the new ones.
Okay. First, Mrs. Pasterhouse, chronic cholecystitis, on the waiting list for lab calling, but the pain has settled.
That means good night from us.
Yeah, do you know she wants surgery?
And I want a Bugatti. Life can be cruel. Next.
I just want to go home.
All right, Stacey Morris. Insulin-dependent diabetic with acute abdominal pain. Still waiting on bloods to return.
I don't even know what they're doing.
Well, it looks like her mouth's still in fully functional order. I think I'll leave that one in your capable hands, Petrenko.
Hey, guys. So what have I missed?
Hey, perfect timing. Dr. P here was just telling me how much she was pining after you. Plus, it's your lucky day. Just 2 new patients, right, Petrenko? And, Miss Morris here looks right up your charm laden street, trust me. Good to have you back.
Sahir is injecting a young female patient.
Right, just a little scratch, okay?
Right, that's what they always say. It's like it's the law or something. Just a little scratch. Thing they teach at a medical school. Although I suppose it does sound better than a little stab. Just a little stab. Nah, doesn't work at all.
There. You must be used to all of this by now.
Funny. Spent years hating hospitals. Now they just seem like home.
Believe me, I know the feeling. Okay. Ready?
Haven't got a lot of choice, have I?
Come on. Wonderful. Even better. Hello. No, it's not a good time, but it never is. Yeah, I got a letter. It's not ideal, is it? Mm-hmm. What do the kids have to say about it? Okay, well, I tell you what. Why don't you and I get together? Let's talk about this face to face, and then we... Or not. Come on. No. No, this is not happening. Not today.
Can I just ask what the...
No, don't say it.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
You're going to tell me it's too soon. He's not ready and all that emotional crap that we're all supposed to listen to these days, right? So instead of coming to work and being a little bit helpful, we're meant to be supportive, which in practice means letting him lurk by a grave like that chick out of Twilight or mouldering in front of an Xbox with the curtains drawn. I don't think so. He wanted to, I said yes. End of story, okay?
End of. Really?
The one at the health centre, I thought it was my appendix.
It could well be. Excuse me. So, how long have you been suffering from diabetes?
Let's see. It started last Tuesday, so... since I was 5.
Right.
Oliver checks the info on her wrist tag.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. You're going to send me for an X-ray and wait for the blood test to come back.
Something like that.
You didn't book one?
Well, Jack Naylor found herself a last-minute emergency.
Alas, the nature of the beast. Hearts trump spades and plastic surgeon scalpels.
So maybe it's time for one of those trademark executive decisions.
Darwin and Keller are working at full capacity, as you know. If I step in, it would only serve to ruffle feathers.
Yeah, I get that. But myself and Sunil are trying to establish something here. And haven't the board been impressed with everything that we've accomplished so far?
I understand your ambitions, Mr. Spence, but you as a former surgical director must understand that my hands are tied. I can't be seen to take sides.
But plastic...
is your problem. I strongly suggest you solve it.
Sahira pulls back the curtain from around the young girl's cubicle.
Your daughter is a model patient.
I'm assuming she'll be discharged as soon as possible. As you know, my daughter's very vulnerable to infection of any kind.
Absolutely. We won't keep her here any longer than necessary.
Found you. Clinical meeting in 3. Dizzy?
Ellie Maynard. She has hypoplastic left heart, new right-sided effusion. This is her father.
Greg Douglas. Nice to meet you.
Peter Maynard. I understand from your website that Mrs. Beecham no longer works here.
Yes, she's moved on, but the other consultants have taken over her old patient.
Your daughter's in excellent hands.
I hope so. And you let us know as soon as we can leave.
Of course.
Sahira sees Greg smiling.
Hands off. I saw her first.
Did I say a word?
Oh, you didn't have to, because I can read your mind.
And we're both in trouble.
Right, so just along here, like so. And then all we do is snip along the dotted line.
Make it sound so easy.
I never normally tell anyone this, but it's a piece of cake. 5 minutes and then we all sit back, put our feet up and drink tea for 2 hours. Just don't tell my private patients that.
And then, will it be gone?
No, it won't. But you'll notice the difference immediately. This is just the first stage. But I promise you that myself and Michael will be with you every step of the way.
I just want my life back.
And I'm going to give it to you. I promise.
Ah, and here's the other half. Just in time. He knows how much I charge for handholding. And 3 is definitely a crowd. I will leave you 2 in the very capable hands of Sister.
Thank you. So much.
God, I am so good. You'd think I rehearsed this stuff.
We just may need an encore.
So what does Hansen say?
His hands are tied, and that's a direct quote. And there's a risk that feathers may be ruffled.
Suddenly St. James's looks like the promised land.
I don't know, I could try again.
No. He's testing us. Bottom line, everybody wants to back the winning team. We gotta show him we got the right stuff.
Sure, but I don't see what else we could do.
We play the game.
Right, Ellie Maynard.
Hypoplastic left heart, one of Connie's old ones, but still a way down the transplant list. Admitted last night with an effusion.
And her function?
Echo's been booked, but...
hopes are not high.
Yeah.
Well, Jack likes a challenge. This will be right up her street.
15. Poor kid didn't even flinch when the drain went in. Almost makes it worse.
They grow up quickly. More's the pity.
You really think she's going downhill that fast?
I've seen this before. And the status quo doesn't last so long.
What about an MRI? More information?
Maybe we should wait until the echo comes back.
Actually, I agree. Let's get her fully assessed while she's here. How are the family?
Father's very involved. Mother's not around. Not sure what happened.
Sounds like someone's been doing some digging.
Or maybe I just like to get to know my patients before I cut them open.
No, no, children, play nicely or someone will end up on the naughty step. Who's next?
Yeah, I ate something earlier. No, I don't want to eat. I feel sick.
So, did you get her results?
They're all normal, still in pain. Plus, I don't think she likes me.
Well, it's not a popularity contest, and she shouldn't be talking on the phone without permission.
Yeah, I tell her, but there are one or two things I'm rather attached to. Yeah. Also, I went back and checked her old HbA1c.
Oh, wow, the sugar control is terrible. Up, down.
But mostly up. You know the saying, you can lead a horse to insulin. Oh, no, you don't know the saying.
Okay, you want me to talk to her?
No, it's okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, no, I'm not in.
Mrs. Saxondale has already waited 7 months.
It's varicose veins. What's another day?
And she's a friend of my mother's.
So she'll understand.
Have you actually seen these veins? They're enormous, like two blue snakes scaling a flesh-toned tree.
All right, stop. I sympathize, really, but...
Plus, if we cancel, she goes straight to the back of the queue. And you've met my mother, yes?
Well, I'm not here to try to persuade you.
Then why are we having this conversation?
All right, come on, White Lightning. It's totally unprofessional.
Plus, you know I'm carrying an injury. Oh, it's unfair. Jews and bulls don't mix.
I won't tell the rabbi if you don't.
Sorry, have you read the Talmud?
Lucky.
Remind me, why am I doing this?
Because you're a man and I've challenged you. Because underneath that pudgy doughboy exterior, there is so much raw testosterone surging through those veins that the thought of beating me at my own game is at this very moment causing a stirring in a region that neither one of us would consider specializing in. Come on!
Well, since you put it that way.
Sasha shoots and misses, and Michael scores on the rebound.
Too bad.
You're fit until 5, not a second longer.
Love this game.
You're concerned?
We just want to get the full picture.
But more radiation, I mean...
Dad, it's an MRI. Big magnets, that's all.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. And I know you've got a lot of work to do. So is there a Wi-Fi in the cafeteria then?
I think so, yes.
See, then everybody's happy.
Frieda leaves a patient preparing to go home.
How'd she take it?
Like a hippo with a headache. Still wants her operation. But don't worry, I blame you.
These shoulders are wide. How's boy Wanda doing?
Oh. Now you're worried. I thought the story was at an end.
Touché, Petrenko. But we both know Sven's not sending on the subs. Which means we both need to make sure he's doing okay.
Babysit.
Why don't we call it supporting his decision? Come on, how many times have you needed a helping hand?
Never.
Oh, wait, maybe when I do a U-turn in a really tight alley.
Look, the guy's doing his best, okay? Just watch his back, yeah?
Oliver is looking distant and preoccupied. Greg can't stop himself from looking in on Ellie.
Shouldn't be long now. Think you're next up.
When have I heard that before?
The cynicism of the long-distance patient. Now, I'm Greg.
Hi, Greg, I'm Ellie. How's your day today?
She's flicking through photos on a touch screen.
Nice. Very nice.
So much better.
Oh, hands up, you're looking at a total philistine. To me, Van Gogh's just a bad day for ENT.
Well...
There, what did I tell you? Next up.
So do you always keep your promises then, Greg?
Absolutely.
Okay, never better.
That's the spirit. I'll drink your coffees. Both of them. Mate, you look like you need a lift. So, Petrenko gave me the third degree, but I think I headed her off at the pass.
She doesn't know, does she?
No, she's just worried, that's all. Underneath that goth slap lies a beating heart. You'd have guessed, eh?
I think I preferred the low-level contempt.
It'll come, trust me. As soon as you're sure you're firing on all cylinders.
Seriously, Levy went one-on-one for his slot.
Everyone wants a piece of the spits.
Oh, some things never change. Although I thought that was just the nurses, the physiotherapists, the medical students.
there anybody you haven't nailed?
You? Don't feel bad.
Oh, there's still time. Where are you at with the whole Annalise thing?
Heavy negotiation. I want to talk, she doesn't.
Well, maybe she has a point.
You think I should fight her?
No, I think you should look deep inside yourself and listen to your heart. Take it from one who knows, man. Get yourself a badass lawyer and make her come to you.
That works.
You have seen my car, right?
Maybe I should just come clean.
You're kidding me, right? Listen to me. You did the right thing coming back. Just man up. Get through the next few days, and if you still want to quit, we'll talk about it then. If you freak out now, we'll both be right in Hanson's gun sights. Deal? Do we have a deal?
Oliver gives a slight nod.
Good man. Now drink up, break's over.
Yeah, it's really hurting me, you know what I mean? No, I ain't got no clue. Oh, wait, it's coming. Yeah, that one. Okay. Later.
No, you're not really supposed to use that thing in here.
You got any interesting news for me? Not about using me mobile or freaky waves going off, affecting the machines.
The results are all normal.
So why am I in pain?
Don't know yet, but I want to talk to you about your diabetic control.
I do my best, all right? It's difficult.
Do you have any idea of the risks that you're running?
I'm not stupid, all right? Is that what you think? Dumb chav on her pay-as-you-go probably doesn't even get it.
No, not at all.
Do you know how many specialists I've seen? How many regimes I've been on? It's called brittle diabetes. You even heard of it?
Sorry.
I'm in pain. I want to know what's wrong with me. What I don't need is some toffee-nosed smart-ass trying to lecture me about how I live my bleeding life. You're what? F1?
F2, actually. Not that it makes any difference at all.
You said it. Then maybe you should talk to the boss. I need my phone. Come on.
I saw no phone. Did the city come in with the phone?
I'll complain.
Complain? Tell them the doctor stole your phone. Let's see whom they're going to believe.
Stacy's fiery temper seems to have been quelled by Frida's unexpected intervention. Frida turns the phone off.
We'll be back. Do you need more painkillers? Okay.
Right. Thanks for that. Next time I need any help, I'll send up a flare.
Ellie Maynard. We discussed her at the meeting. Elliot went for the MRI.
That was quick.
Got a friend in radiology. They hurried it along.
Let her know how grateful we are.
Hypoplastic left heart worsening failure. There, pulmonary regurgitation. Not so simple.
And all this is new since the last echo.
There's significant back pressure.
So she needs a new valve, and soon.
I agree, mortality.
80-20 in her favour.
That's optimistic, but close.
High risk.
On the outer edge of acceptable.
Do we have a choice?
We could do nothing.
She'd die.
Eventually.
Surgery will buy her time for a transplant. Plus, it'll put her up the list.
Oh, do you think the father will go for it?
I'll
I can talk to him if you like. You two can fight this out however you like, but one way or another, that girl needs an operation.
Ah, so, Mrs. Saxondale...
is last on the list. Sasha came around to my way of thinking.
Although he was pushing for best out of five.
Right, your plastic's case.
I'm sorry, Mr. Spence is not at home right now. Please try again later. Well, it's normal, right?
No, I think she has a murmur.
Sahira to Peter.
In a patient with an otherwise healthy heart, it would be cause for concern. In Ellie, it's distinctly dangerous.
Understand. Okay, so what are the options?
Well, under normal circumstances, pulmonary valve replacement.
And do you consider that to be the best course of action?
The most important thing is to take a decision that's best for Ellie in the long term.
A joint decision?
Of course.
Okay. Well, I'll speak to Ellie, obviously. And after that, perhaps we can discuss the matter further.
Of course, no problem. You hesitated.
Maybe, but I like to call that breathing.
Only trying to help. Take it or leave it.
Easy choice. I'll leave it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Now, this is an awful situation, but I thought it might brighten your day. I checked back on the computer. Would you like to tell her, shall I?
Michael is listening to his patient Sue's heart while her anxious husband Richard looks on.
You have a heart murmur.
It's subtle, but it's there. I'm going to organize an urgent scan so we can find out what we're dealing with.
The surgery
will happen. It's probably nothing. In fact, if it wasn't for Sister Williams's bat-like hearing, we'd be none the wiser.
Just doing my job.
But surely we should wait. I mean, if there's going to be an issue.
I'm sure Mr. Spence knows what he's talking about.
Still, we've lived with this for months, a little longer.
Like he said, it's probably nothing.
Okay, cool. I'll be back as soon as we get the results. Okay, let's organize that scan immediately. In fact, there's this blonde chick on radiology.
Leave it to me.
So, Fiona was asking after you? The radiologist. Deeply unnatural blonde? She looks like Aguilera, but even sluttier. I'm sensing history.
Ah, just good friends. Maybe she owes me one. Found something for you. Had it lying around in the office. Thought you could take a few while you're here. You know, reportage.
Huh?
My ex was a photographer. She tried to get me into it. Not a great success. Kept chopping people's heads off.
I thought that was neurosurgery.
Right. Do we say cheese?
How about cheesy? Yeah.
Well?
Well, I don't see what Fiona sees in you.
Sue to Chrissy.
When will we know? I'll get the report to Michael as soon as possible. You're racing a bit. The surgery. I know. Really, I do.
Chrissy looks at Sue with concern, then comes to a decision.
I was attacked a couple of years ago. With a knife. Here. You can't see anything. Michael repaired it. And I know he can seem a bit
flash.
Well, I was thinking of another word, but he has got a good heart. He always has done. Thank you.
Greg walks away from Ellie's bedside, leaving his camera in her hands. Sahira is at the nurse's station.
Just had it lying around.
Come on, the kid's bored. She's into it.
You're full of it.
Oliver and Frida are with Stacy.
The swabs that your GP took suggest that you have pelvic inflammatory disease, but in fact, the pain is directly related to a gonorrheal infection.
You have the clab.
So, I need to give you these leaflets on sexually transmitted diseases and how to guard against them, and also some information on contact tracing.
Or tell people, right?
I'm afraid so. Everyone that you've been friendly with.
We're going to prescribe antibiotics, painkillers, and then you're free to go. Any questions?
No.
Good.
If you do need to speak to somebody further, you always have your phone.
You're welcome.
You have ASD, atrial septal defect. It's a tiny hole in your heart. It's been there since you were born, but it's so small that it hasn't affected you.
Until now.
Correct. It's what we call an incidental finding.
So it's not serious?
No, not in itself. But it can increase the risk of the anesthetic. So I would like to discuss your case with my colleagues in cardiothoracics. If they're happy...
We can still go ahead.
You just try and stop me.
Is that wise? I mean, in the circumstances.
Well, why don't we see what the CT guys have to say? We'll take it from there.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, people. Looks like we're two for two, so who gets the lollipop?
It's all down to him. I thought it was appendix.
Guessing you have some experience in this area, Valentine. Probably had a few of those little cards through the post too, eh?
Not for a while.
Don't worry, we'll make a surgeon out of you yet, trust me. You too, Petrenko, assuming you survived the attitude-ectomy.
Hey, thanks.
You are right. I should not have undermined you in front of the patient. So, we're square, yes?
Sunil to Michael.
God save us from nurses with stethoscopes.
Hey, Chrissy's just doing her job.
The mantra of the busybody.
It was a good spot. There's a real risk.
Life's a risk.
Nice. Well, you got any more in there, or should I call Platitudes R Us?
The board and Hanson need convincing. We need to close this off while we're ahead. You know that.
Well, I gotta talk to Elliot. We don't have an option. I gotta talk to him.
Mr. Barty, Mr. Spence. Thick as thieves, I see.
We are strictly robbed from the rich, give to the poor.
Did you manage to solve your little theatre problem?
Well, let's just say the ball's bounced in my favour.
I sensed you'd find a way. Oh, I should be joining a few members of the board in the gallery today. Not that I approve of surgery as a spectator sport, obviously, but there's a certain marketing aspect at work here.
Oh, there's always room for more merry men.
Quite. I've been giving a little thought to your proposition, just running a few of the numbers, and it seems inevitable to me that if you do succeed in establishing a plastics department here, there'll be a certain redistribution of wealth. Other areas will inevitably be affected. Darwin, for example.
Times change.
Yeah, well, I guess something's got to give.
My feelings precisely. I'm very glad that you both share them.
Michael looks troubled. Peter.
I'm sorry, but we both feel the risk is too high.
You do understand that the heart failure will get worse, which means more time in hospital.
I've researched the procedure, and many centres quote an even higher mortality rate.
With respect, we're not just any centre.
Oh, so you've performed this operation before, have you?
Many times. And our figures stack up against the best.
But if I refuse, I can go up the transplant list.
Possibly, but you'd be taking a big risk.
It's my decision.
We've talked about it. And we don't want to take up any more of your time. Just want to thank you for all you've done.
Greg shares a look with Ellie. Oliver is gazing at photos of Penny on a social networking site when a nurse rushes up to him.
Ollie!
Stacey, are you okay? She got a pulse?
I can't feel it. Oh, there it is. It's weak. She's tacky. OK, I need a line. Can be a line.
What colour? 2 green intravenous cannulas. Normal saline, 1 litre. Go now, we need help moving her.
Septic.
She's shut down, cold, stomach rigid. Must be blood or pus in there.
You were right, it's the appendix.
Results normal?
Yep.
You checked her pregnancy, her BHCG.
She's got an ectopic.
I had a quick squiz at the echo. Of course, it's more an anaesthetic thing. Plus, the data is fairly minimal.
All right, Elliot, I just need a yes or a no.
Then, as I said, Dr. Ng is your man. Actually, I think he wrote a short paper on this last year.
Yeah, great.
Unfortunately, he's busy hooking innocent salmon on the Kola Peninsula, Russia. Was it Finland? No, definitely Russia.
Okay, but he's on a cell phone, right?
Indeed he is. In fact, I have it here. I've been trying it out while he's away. I wasn't sure how I'd get on with it, but it's actually rather good. There's this thing where you fire various small birds with a catapult.
Elliot!
Sorry. So how long has she been waiting for this burn repair?
6 months.
Then talk to him when he gets back. Go again in a couple of weeks.
No, that's not going to work.
What you mean is it's not going to work for you. Why is that?
She wants her face back. I'm a doctor. I want to give it to her.
It's not your integrity I'm questioning, Michael. It's your timing. Sorry I'm not giving you the answer that you're looking for, but I'm afraid if it isn't an emergency, my advice is to wait.
Jack's with Greg and Sahira.
I should have spoken to them myself. Maybe they'll come round.
Let me try again with the father. See if I can change his mind.
But if they've already made a decision...
Which we all know is the wrong one.
Okay, talk to him. Make him see sense, and the case is all yours.
I just want Ellie to have this operation.
We'll do.
Malik's operating on Stacey.
More suction, please.
So?
Consultants on site. Reg is at the C-section, and Gynae F2 is on her way.
And it looks like the Malik will have to save the day. Okay, scrubbing, assist me. Yep. Been a while since I had my hands in this area, but they say you never lose it.
Did you try, Elliot?
Why mess with the rest when you can deal with the best?
And what are her pressures like?
Good, it's all there. We're talking an hour, maybe two, minimal risk of bleeding. You can almost do it under a local.
Then why don't you? Dr. Ng?
Is up to his waiters in salmon, so I thought of you.
Making me second best.
There is that theater you still owe me.
I'd say the risks were minimal. Just book her into my clinic next month. But the bottom line stays with whoever's putting her out.
I could kiss you.
Last man on earth, remember?
You don't mean that.
Pressure is low 70, systolic.
Yeah, I know, baby. You love the manic, but you still want to test him. 3-0 vital. You know he's good, but you're still curious. Just how good is he? Scissors. So you decide to take it right to the edge, see how far you can push his legendary surgical skills, and I understand that. I don't approve, but I understand.
Pressure's up.
Okay. I'm just gonna close up this little mess, then you, me, and the Valentine can have ourselves a good old-fashioned post-mortem.
Greg finds Peter working on a laptop in a relative's room.
Just waiting for Ellie's prescription, then you're good to go. Oh,
thank you.
Ellie says you're a bit of a whiz with these things.
Yeah, I dabble. Do a bit of website design. Means I can work from home, you know?
It must help.
She showed me the camera.
Oh, I had it lying around. Kids get bored.
Thank you. I'll make sure she returns it.
No big deal.
As Peter closes his laptop, his smile fades and his face takes on a strained appearance.
It changes everything, you know? This whole situation. Life just gets put on hold. I mean, you get by, but...
It's, tough.
Ever since her mother... It's just been me and her. There's never been anybody else. You know, sometimes I think I depend on her too much. You know, like she's my excuse. I think she can feel that. She has to.
She's a smart kid.
Still, a hell of a responsibility.
Maybe you're being too hard on yourself.
Maybe. You think I'm wrong, don't you?
Not my call. But if she goes downhill, surgery may not be an option in the future.
Now or never.
Someone needs me.
Oh, of course.
I'll chase that prescription for you.
Thank you.
So there's absolutely no reason not to go ahead.
See to you're happy. We are good to go.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll see you in theater. Don't be late.
It's a date.
Sue looks across at Richard, who nods reluctantly. Greg to Sahira.
Is that Ellie Maynard? Thanks. Just spoke to the father. Got nowhere.
My heart bleeds.
Just wanted to talk.
Well, maybe he mistook you for someone who gives a toss. I've met hundreds of people like you, Greg, people who think that this is all just one big game.
Haven't you heard? It's called Operation.
Whatever. Call me when you grow up.
Oh, sorry. Come on. By all the laws of physics, that should have fallen over. There's particularly nasty rash in Bay 4 I'd like to take a photo of. You haven't seen my camera, have you? I'm sure it was in my office.
I haven't. No, not recently. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But there's one there. If you just tap here and...
Oh. Thank you. Lovely. Say cheese.
Greg looks from Elliot to Ellie, then back again.
Elliot.
No.
Just a second. Intercom, please. Are you with us, ladies and gentlemen?
Please continue.
All yours, Mr. Spence. If you could talk us through this first incision.
I'm going to underbind the edges prior to removing the scar tissue.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to find out why it wasn't done on admission. Of course. I'll get her moved up to gynae as soon as she's stable. Thank you.
Do I even need to say it?
I should have checked.
I thought she was Valentine's patient.
Yeah, she was, but he asked me for the result and I told him it was fine. I was just gonna do it later.
I had to take out a tube to stop the bleeding. Left one's pretty scarred too. Assuming she makes it, her fertility's looking pretty shaky. Not exactly a good day's work, is it? Okay,
Valentine, time to go home. Petrenko, we need to talk.
Oliver heads out. Sahira and Greg are with Jack.
It's an option.
Elliot's already proved it can work. A stent and a fascia lata graft could make all the difference.
It's a compromise procedure.
But safer.
A little safer.
But safer.
How are you getting on with the father?
Good. We're on the same side.
Then you talk to him. Oh, and well done.
The nurse told me about Valentine's headless chicken impression. Without you, Stacey Morris would be in the morgue instead of on her way to Gainey. He's a good kid.
Who should be at home.
I made a call. I thought he was okay. This is my mess. Hey, the higher ground's just over there. Go there if you want. But in my team, we look out for each other. You understand? Actually, you know what? I know for a fact he would do the same for you. So would I. Maybe you want to remember that.
So now what?
You come back tomorrow, and we do it all again.
Less invasive, less complex.
But not less effective.
In Ellie's case, I'd say the difference is marginal.
So why didn't anybody else think of this?
We're a team. I just happened to think of it first.
How's her pressure?
Seems fine to me. Okay, home stretch. In the moment, we'll release the fat from the underlying muscle.
Everything okay?
Ah, oh, damn. Okay, no biggie. Diathermy. Sometime this week.
You got a problem?
Just let her deal with that end.
Knife.
Rash in Bay 4. I've never seen anything like it.
No, neither have I. The lata graft.
Oh, yes, it's fairly straightforward. Shouldn't be any problem. I'd be more than happy to pop in, if you like.
Oh, no, great. Did you speak to Michael Spence about an anaesthetic ASD patient?
Plastics case?
Yeah, that's the one. Out of interest, what did you say to him?
To wait for Dr. Ng. He talked to you too?
Yes.
And you said?
The same.
You got the eye, but you missed off the top of the head.
Hey, it's cool framing.
So definitely not a mistake?
Well, maybe a little mistake.
How inconsiderate.
Look, they were moving. He's not as strong as I am.
What do you mean?
He's afraid and I'm not.
I would be.
Yeah, you say that now, but if you lived off my condition day after day, you would just... Anyway, pleased to say that I'll be having your operation. Me and my dad spoke about it and want you to do it. So you're gonna do it?
Well, I'd be assisting. If that's what you want.
Hey, I'll be asleep. You can be McSteamy for all I care. But that's what you want, right? To scrub in. That's what this has been about. Like, it's all right. I understand, it's your thing. You know, sexy surgery. Hey, I would want to operate on me too if I was you. Oh, yeah. And this. I think you should be returning it, you know, before somebody misses it.
So all this time...
Don't beat yourself up about it. Besides, my dad loves you, you know. Greg this, Greg that. And you are cuter than Miss Shah. What I'm saying is, we want you to do the operation. Look, just don't mess it up.
I won't. Promise.
Good.
Greg heads off, and Ellie looks down at a photo of her dad on her touch screen. He has his fingers held against his mouth and is deep in thought. Her brows furrow into a concerned frown as she absently rubs her hand across her upper chest. Frida finds Oliver staring at Stacy, who's lying in a bed and wearing an oxygen mask.
Do you want me to talk to her?
No.
Frida moves away and Stacy looks across at Oliver. Their eyes meet. Richard has almost fallen asleep at Sue's empty bedside when Chrissy arrives and gives him a hot drink.
Oh, thanks.
I think you deserve that. You look out for each other, don't you?
Do we? That, as they say, is the million-dollar question.
Are you all right?
Yeah. It's just been so long, I can't believe it's finally happening.
She needs this.
I know.
He beat me at basketball.
You went one-on-one for a theatre slot.
Make it sound so childish. I thought I could take him.
This isn't about a patient. He's up to something.
Why do you think he's got half the board in the stands?
Suspension sutures.
As you can see, we're mobilizing and releasing the layer now.
And in a moment, I will pull the skin back with the suture.
I'm sorry, please continue. How is she doing?
Very well, just as you said.
And your little show. Audience approval sky high, or are they drifting off?
Jack, I don't think this is the time.
You know, oddly, I don't agree.
Well, seems to be a slight malfunction. Shall we move on?
So, Spill, why this case? Why then?
The board are considering the possibility of a plastic surgery department. Split resources, beds, theatre time. Who knows where it'll go?
Meaning my department could suffer?
Well, there'll be some rationalisation, obviously.
So this was all for their benefit? Cute little show and tell? Do they get a pen as well, or is that too tacky even for you?
My patient got the procedure she wanted.
No. Your patient got the operation that you needed, no matter what the risks were. I really thought you were better than this, Michael.
Jack strides out.
All right, come on, show's over. Let's get this done.
Well, that was quite a little stunt you just pulled. Are you sure it was wise, bearing in mind the board were watching?
You're criticising me?
No, I'm just observing your tactics.
You do realise I was misled into okaying something that could have had significant clinical consequences?
Well, that sounds very foolish. Not something Miss Beecham would have done. Now, remember, these are not my words. I'm simply trying to put myself in the shoes of our glorious leaders. If it gets out...
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, you may well be sceptical, Miss Naylor, but if a choice has to be made, then these are the things that matter.
I fought for this job.
You may well have to do so again.
So that's how it is. Me versus Michael Spence.
You can think of it as a game, if you like. In which case, may the best man win.
Jack heads out, leaving Hanson looking smug. Frida finds Oliver sitting on the floor with his back to the wall in a linen cupboard. He has tears in his eyes.
Stacy shouted at me. She thinks I'm a crap doctor. So does Malik. Thanks for trying.
Who cares what he thinks? For me, it's like water off the back of the duck.
It's all academic anyway, seeing as I'm quitting.
Yeah, don't be drama king.
I'm serious.
Okay, I'm not good at this be reasonable stuff. I'm good at pull yourself together, slap in the face stuff.
Really?
Okay. It was a mistake to tell your diagnosis. After that, mind goes stone.
I should have checked that she wasn't pregnant.
Yeah, you should have checked. Also, I should be nicer to my mother, and Sasha Levy should lose 10 pounds, and Michael Spence should stop dressing like a cheap pimp from Pechersk. Oh, in this job, we're all frauds. Do you think I don't screw up? I don't worry which treatment, which diagnosis. I I feel like I'm playing a doctor and somebody will find me out.
What if they do? Find you out? What if they know that you're a fraud?
So you like an imposter, like Leonardo, just not as good looking?
It happens.
So you're like a secret nurse and we both go back full 360?
No, not exactly.
Shame, because then I would get to tell you what to do. Oh, she used to sit here.
Frida gives Oliver a questioning look, and he closes his eyes and gives her a slight nod. Frida looks unsure of what to say or do. She battles with herself for a moment, then rests her head on his arm. After a while, she sits up, then leans in and kisses him on the cheek. He turns to her, looking startled, and she can't help but laugh.
You know what I give you? I give you nothing. No advice, no words. Know what to do, because all of this is... Yeah, you just have to find out yourself. And you know, come on, now, you and I, we go to the bar and we get drunk.
Oliver looks tempted.
Give me a minute.
Michael to Sasha.
Sorry, it's all yours now.
Too late. She's been starved since 8 a.m. and went AWOL.
We finally found her in the cafeteria under a pile of Danish pastries.
Bummer. Well, I owe you one.
How about a complimentary facelift?
It's a tough job, but, you're worth it.
For my patient.
I'll get back to you on that one.
Well, don't leave it too long, or I might just have to ask Miss Naylor. Oh, haven't you heard? She's branching out into plastics.
Bull.
Well, I wouldn't put it past her. Or maybe she'll just turn bright green and rip your head off. Either way, book me ringside.
Oliver's sitting outside Malik's office.
What told you to get out of here?
Stacey Morris's pregnancy test. I forgot to monitor it. It has nothing to do with Dr. Petrenko.
Yeah, well, you didn't exactly have to be CSI to crack that one.
So if there's any kind of follow-up.
Look. Why don't you take a break? A couple of weeks, get your head straight. I can cover you. I might have been wrong. It happens sometimes.
Thanks.
Ollie, you're gonna be okay.
Malik heads off, and Oliver wraps his arms around his briefcase held to his chest. Hansen's office.
Come in.
Just thought you'd like to know that the patient is recovering well.
Oh, that's excellent news for both of you. There's a meeting of the board tomorrow. I suspect that they'll encourage you to move forward with the project, so the next step will be to present an outline business case for a potential plastics unit.
And Darwin?
If the other departments feel under threat, they're going to fight you every step of the way, but you've already shown you can handle that.
So we have your support.
I only want what's best for the department.
Michael leaves, and Hansen allows himself a slight smile. Sue comes round with a dressing strap to her face. Some blood has seeped through the gauze. She touches her cheek, then looks across at Richard, who puts his hand over hers. She looks into his eyes.
I'm leaving you.
He looks crushed.
I don't want it. Do you understand?
Greg joins Ellie.
The operation, I don't want it. No one can make me.
What's happened?
Nothing. I've just got a bad feeling. Don't laugh at me, I'm not a kid.
I'm sorry. But you can't expect me to change my mind because you've had a bad feeling. You need this operation.
But if I get worse, then maybe I'll get a transplant.
Huge gamble. Without a new valve...
How long?
I'd be guessing.
So guess. Guess away, Gregory.
18 months. 2 years at the outside.
But I might get a new heart. You said so yourself.
The operation is still the best way of buying you time.
Time to do what exactly?
Have you talked to your dad?
He did a great job. Totally convinced him. He's not even listening to me. No one is.
I am.
Then you talk to him. Listens to everything you say. You tell my dad that I don't want this operation. You make him understand.
I don't want to. Because I think this surgery is the right choice for you.
No. Doesn't matter. Because I'm not saying that you should say I shouldn't have it. I'm telling you that I don't want it. There's a difference. It's my choice. I'm saying no.
Lift doors slide open and Michael finds himself the focus of Jack's intense and icy cold gaze. He steps inside.
If she'd arrested in there, I'd have hung you out to dry.
I know.
I've sacrificed everything I have for this. Do you really think I'm going to let you or your sleazy little buddy under my department?
That sounds like a threat.
Oh, it is. And I could play very, very dirty, believe me. Oh. And I do mean that.
Well, that makes two of us.
Night has fallen. And Sahira finds Greg in a stairwell.
Hey. Well, I hate to say it, but I've got to hand it to you, Mr. Douglas. You've gone and pulled it off.
Then why do I feel like a piece of you-know-what? She saw right through me right from the start. Probably knew what I wanted before I did.
Maybe the ends justifies the means. She gets her operation, you get the operation, everybody's happy, right?
The valve, it's her best chance.
Yes, until she gets a heart. Why?
If she was your daughter, you'd want her to have it?
I suppose so, yeah. Mm. She's got to you, hasn't she? Well, thank the Lord, because I was beginning to worry about you. Welcome to my world.
She walks away, leaving Greg looking pensive. Richard walks behind Michael, who's back outside shooting baskets. Sunil calls out to him.
Hey, Mikey. You speak to Hanson?
Yep.
Well, come on, man.
Border all over it.
Yes! You the man! Who the man?
You the man!
So come on, tell me everything you said.
What? Yeah. No, you listen. All right? No more phone calls. From now on, we go through lawyers. You want hardball? Guess what? You just got it.
Everything okay?
Abso-goddamn-lutely.